Yes, hope you're enjoying your Friday. Giannis Antetokounmpo oozing confidence. That is right. After the Bucks won Game 6, forcing a Game 7 against the Nets. And we got drama. We have got some drama. We will see a little bit later on Friday if a couple of teams can force a Game 7 just as the Bucks have. Jazz will try to do it. Sixers will try to do it. For a second, it is just an absolute joke that the Sixers haven't closed out the series. You go back where Embiid was 0 for 12 in the second half of Game 4 and then Game 6. I'm sorry, Game 5, where they had the 26-point lead and blew it. That's just, they shouldn't have dropped the last two games, and yet somehow they did. Somehow they did. The Sixers are just a completely immature team. I love, and this might seem like it's nitpicking, but the little things matter in the playoffs. And Joel Embiid, this was after Game 4. He had gone 0 for 12 in the second half. Sixers lost the game, had a golden opportunity to go up 3-1 in the series. Didn't work out. Series was tied 2-2 at the time. So Joel Embiid stinks it up in the second half. And in the post-game press conference, he was talking about, I didn't have it tonight. And then he glances up and he's like, oh, did you see that dunk by Kawhi? Did you see that? Wow. Oh, wow. What a dunk. Yeah, so anyway, I didn't quite have it tonight. Bye, guys. Have a good night. That told me a lot. It just told me, like, where is your competitiveness? I mean, really, if you start thinking about this, and it's not a shock that the Sixers, who are immature, kicked away a 26-point lead the next game. They're immature. They're kids. Can you imagine Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, great competitors, after a playoff loss, glancing up at a monitor and being like, oh man, did you see the dunk by that other star player? No way. They wouldn't be caught dead doing something like that. Even modern day players, there's no way. LeBron wouldn't do that. Damian Lillard wouldn't do that. There are plenty of star players that are competitive where after a loss that they stunk it up in the second half, they are not pausing in their press conference to be like, wow, what a dunk by Kawhi. It was a joke. Immature. And I love Joel Embiid in terms of having some flair, some personality. He's an individual. You can have all of that. But time and place, there are times where it's about business. Look at Gronk. Good example. Gronk likes to have a good time. He does some wild, zany stuff. But he has been business first. When it's time for business, he's about the business. And then he does all the weird, crazy, off-the-wall stuff afterward. But he doesn't let business get in the way, or he doesn't let pleasure get in the way of business. That's not the case with Embiid. And some might look at this and be like, wow, dude, you're reading way too far into this. I don't think so at all. The little things matter. Focus matters in the playoffs. Who was missing two free throws with 10 seconds left in Game 5? Oh, that's right. It was Joel Embiid. Missed two free throws when they're down by 3 points. It's a lack of focus. It's a lack of maturity. He's a tremendous player. But time and place. I'm all for having fun and cracking jokes, but not in church. It's time for business. Not in a business meeting. It's time for serious. And Joel Embiid doesn't have that yet. But in any event, the Sixers and the Jazz, they will be trying to do what the Bucks have just done, which is force a Game 7. So if we circle back real quickly to Giannis. So Giannis oozing confidence after the Game 6 win. Listen to him just talking about, yeah, that's how we get down. Here's Giannis.
We're built for this moment. Simple as that. And nobody says it's going to be easy. Might be hard, but we are capable of doing it. You know, so everybody, mindset was, everybody had a great mindset. And everybody, you know, came to play, came to compete. And that's all I can ask, you know, for my team. And hopefully we can do that in Game 7 and win the game.
Okay, couple of things real quickly. I think confidence is such an interesting thing because you just heard Giannis right there. He's like, we're built for these moments. That's how we get down, you know? Let me take you back to before the playoffs began. Giannis and the Bucks were going to face the Heat. And Miami's the team that put them out last year. And this is what Giannis said before the series started. Now, you tell me if he's just oozing confidence right here.
I don't know if this year is going to be a different team. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't say that. It might be the same. Who knows?
It's like, hey, man, I hope the results are going to be different, but I honestly don't know. It could be the same. We might get bounced again. I don't know. Like, so you hear the difference, right? Going into the playoffs, he's like, eh. And now after a game six win, he's like, we're freaking built for this. That's how we get down. That's confidence. That's what good results do to build your confidence. And I'll say this. If the Bucks find a way to win game seven, they're going to gain a lot of confidence, and they are going to be a tough, tough out going forward. First things first, they got to take down the Nets in game seven. But I just find that to be fascinating because it's bigger than just basketball. Look at other sports. Look at some players that had early success. They gained confidence, and they just felt comfortable, right? There are, I would go with, I know it's the same sport, but think about Robert Horry. Big Shot Bob hit some huge shots, and his mentality was like, oh, yeah, I'm not afraid of the big moment. I take those shots. You know, if it doesn't go in, whatever, but, you know, I'm confident. He felt comfortable because he had success, right? And the confidence just grew and grew. Think about the opposite. I thought Tony Romo was a really, really good quarterback. But in those big moments, he had a couple of setbacks, and then it seemed to just accumulate, and he'd have another one, and there's another one. And A-Rod in baseball, just lacking playoff confidence and getting in your own head and all of those things. I find that to be really, really fascinating. And so when it comes to the Bucks, you've got to have results go your way to really gain the maximum amount of confidence. No one is unflappable. No one after losing one year and then losing another year and then not getting it done the next year and you individually don't get it done, no one is unflappable thinking, oh yeah, I'm still the best player and we're still the best team. They don't think like that. You have to have the results go your way. And so you're hearing a completely different Giannis after a Game 6 win on Thursday night. And so we'll see if they can build on that in Game 7. Now, the last thing I'll say about it is this. It's not just about who you're betting on. It's sometimes who you're betting against. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my gosh, you want to talk about clutch? It's the Milwaukee Bucks. You just look up clutch in the dictionary, there's Giannis right there. Like, no. They have shown time and time again that they cannot be trusted. Giannis doesn't have a reliable jump shot. And sometimes the team wets themselves in big moments. But I think that the Nets are in a worse position. They're the walking wounded. James Harden with the hamstring issue, he's not close to himself. So unless KD goes just berserk, I don't love their chances. I don't know that they're going to be able to score enough points. Can you trust Joe Harris hitting shots right now? Normally you can, but not right now. He's on a milk carton. He is missing. Jeff Green came back to earth. Game 5, 27 points. Thursday night, game 6, 5. Like, unless KD is going just out of his mind crazy. I don't love the Nets' chances, so I wouldn't sit here and BS you and be like, oh my gosh, Bucks, this team has the heart of a champion. I think the Nets, I like them less. That's what it boils down to in my mind. It's not that I like the Bucks more, it's that I like the Nets less. And that's what it could come down to. I'm Brian Noe in for Big Ben here on Fox Sports Radio. Let me stop yakking here. Let me get out to, I believe we still have Lance the bus driver. I think he's still around. So if so, we head on out to San Francisco with Lance joining us here on an early Friday morning. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, what's going on, Brian? Your story was pretty funny. Your story you told before was really funny about being on the sidelines at that Notre Dame game. Pretty funny story. Not funny at all. I had to tell you that, buddy. Two, before I roll
on. Wait, hold on.
The story was not funny. You said, I got a funny story to tell, and you're sitting on the sidelines yelling into a phone. That's not funny, man. That's sad. That's sad that you're at a Notre Dame college game, and you're screaming into a phone to somebody that no one's going to listen to. That wasn't funny. I'm just letting you know. I'm giving you a heads up.
Yeah, Lance, just get lost, dude. Sorry, man. Like, aww. just beat it. Sorry, I don't know, man. Like, I'll be like, hey, yeah, come on in. No, man, you can't walk in with muddy shoes. You just sounded like a jackass. So, yeah.
Oh, he's a Giants fan, so that's good. He did.
Yeah, hit it there, Lance. Well, you didn't like my Coop. You seemed like you were laughing at me. Telling the story about trying to do updates in a packed crowd and I couldn't hear anything. And then there's an injury and it's all awkward. Like, yeah, sorry. Lance is all bent out of shape on that one. Goodness.
Wow. That's kind of his MO. He's a troll. He gets on the air and talks crap to Ben. And that's his thing.
It's his calling card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. I'm curious what he was going to say. You know, I don't know. I think if he would have just come out and said it, that's one thing. But he like sneak attacked me. And I'm like, dude, just, you know, be transparent. If you want to troll me, go for it. Just troll away. But don't give me the shell game over here. You know, just come right out and do it. Otherwise, no, I'm not going to respect it. No love for that. Oh, my gosh. We've got Marcel in Brooklyn. My guy. We turned the tide over here, right? We had, who was this low life? Lance, the bus driver. Oh, gosh, terrible call. We revive the show right now. Resuscitate the show with Marcel in Brooklyn. How you doing, Marcel?
Hey, Brian Noe. Good morning to you. There was no L in your name. Brian Noe. N-O-E. I mean, N-O-E.
That's right, Marcel. How are things, buddy? How are things going for you?
It's good for the beer. Happy happy Father's Day to you, Andy Furman. I will love to be...
Happy Father's Day to you, Brian.
Wait, hold on, Marcel.
What about me, Marcel? I'm actually a father, Marcel.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I should say a happy almost Father's Day, but my pops is my grandfather, you know. And my two uncles, Kareem and Dynamite, they live here in New York especially instead.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there it is.
Thank you, Marcel. Thank you for saying Happy Father's Day to me, Marcel.
Oh, absolutely. And my man, Andy Furman, too. I really miss you guys on Sunday, but I will speak to you and along with Mr. Fenley.
Hey.
Yes, indeed. I'll be back. I'll be definitely the three of you gentlemen on Fox Sports Sunday covering all things sports, including the Nets, Isles, Mets, and Yankees.
You always have the breaking news.
Yes.
I understood. I'm a true New York sports ambassador for it.
You absolutely are, man. You never let us down. So what's on your mind, Marcel? Are we doing food picks today? What's going on here?
Oh, I'll have the Justin in Cincinnati just around the corner. But you know what, Brian? A new dawn, a new day. Let's wrap up the 5-day work week and have the Father's Day weekend all around us. So, Malo Militia, let's get into it. And yes, indeed, hashtag let's get into it is my man Justin Cincinnati, who joins me right now. You got a chance, Mr. Justin. What do you got for food picks from last night? Good morning to you, and happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. I think in honor of Father's Day, Finley celebrated with five guys, and I think you had a corn dog for sale.
You will never know what's going to be the good. You will never know what the good choice or the bad choice is going to be. I have to say, for the failure side for Mr. Justin.
Oh, you failure?
Failure.
The bad choice. Sorry, Justin, not the good choice at all.
F minus. F-plus.
F-minus it is.
F-plus.
Let's do it again on Monday. Could it be a mixed match with Ben? I promise you, Justin. Thank you. And have yourself a great weekend.
Father's
now
Day.
Straight to the boys. In for Big Ben, Brian Noah. What do you got for food picks for last night, buddy?
All right, Marcel. I'm going to go with, I'm just going to keep it simple, right? I'm going to go with a little bit of pepperoni pizza. That's what you got down with.
Ooh, love the pepperoni pizza. I give you the first time in radio history, the good choice for you in the A+.
Wow.
Be brave, my friend.
Be brave.
All right, Brian Finley in for Eddie. What do you got?
I think you had gluten-free chocolate sundae.
The chocolate sundae is going to be a very gluten-free. A-plus for you instead with you and Brian. Two Bryans instead. Let's play food picks. And now straight to the other gentleman who doesn't give the failure or not the good to be a good choice at all. Roberto, what do you got? Pascal Siakam. No. Cut the sound bite.
Oh, you want to tell me Happy Father's Day first, Marcel?
Yeah, go ahead. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Marcel. I'm going to say you had Chef Boyardee Beefaroni.
Could it be a very Chef Boyardee Beefaroni, an Italian food tradition?
Hell yeah.
Could it be a very
authentic?
Authentic good choice for you, Roberto. So ooh, fingers crossed for the mixed match.
All right,
fingers crossed.
And now straight to Coop de Loop, a.k.a. the Coop Scoop on Entertainment is just around the corner. What do you got?
Hot dog.
Hot dog with French fries. Or even, what do you got?
Roberto, you already guessed. It's my turn.
Okay, sorry.
Marcel, I think that you had Raising Cane's.
Ooh.
Raising Cane's?
Yes. It's a chicken fingers place. Your chicken
ooh,
fingers.
Could it be a, not just for the nationwide, but it's located in Ohio. That's what Dayton and Justin in Cincinnati knows. Not nationwide.
Jackson.
Now for my
wait, what's my grade?
Oh, you got a grade for the A+.
Yeah!
Wow.
And now, as I straight to you guys before the break, my food pick from last night, it will be hot dogs with French fries and ketchup. It is going to be a very awesome, nutritious food.
Yeah.
Exactly the way it is.
So,
Brian,
Roberto, your second guess would have been good.
I'll see you and Andy along with Brian Finley on Sunday. And thank you, Roberto. You have yourself a great Father's Day
weekend. Thank you, Marcel. Thank you.
When you guys, when we come back, more calls and the Coop Scoop on Entertainment at the Ben Maller Show with Brian Knoll filling in comes your way right after these messages. So don't go anywhere.
This guy.
Thank you, Marcel. Yeah. I don't know if you have any Coop's tidbits over there. Coop, you have any Coop Scoops?
We could do Coop Scoop later if you want.
Do you? You got something. Okay. All right. We'll do that right around the corner. Also, the positivity is getting ridiculous. I'll have a couple of examples of that for you. I'm Brian, though, in for Big Ben. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Those cheated Astros. Black.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. Simply follow Ben on Twitter at Ben Maller. Like the Ben Maller Show on Facebook and Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. You can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. Ben is not in. And for him is Brian No.
That was a very well timed drop there, Roberto. I like that, man.
That was Brian.
It's good.
Was it me or?
Well, you have the same food all the time, man. When you have the same dinner for breakfast and vice versa, I mean, you might have some movements over there, right?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's something we're dealing with, but we'll figure it out.
It's all right. You know, just leave the mic away, you know, from that area. That's all.
Yeah.
Stand up, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so We'll get to Coop Scoops here momentarily. But the positivity is getting ridiculous right now. You know the drill. We're in June. So most of the NFL sound that you'll hear, if it's a coach talking about a player, oh my gosh, this player, oh, just looks great. Looks to be in peak shape right now. If it's a player talking about one of his teammates, same deal. So this is one for the ages. Just listen to Panthers wide receiver, Robbie Anderson. He is talking about Sam Darnold, the same guy who washed out with the New York Jets. Listen to Robbie Anderson describe Darnold.
When I walked in the building, just, you know, viewing him, I see like a new energy out of him, like, you know, like a glowing charisma that I didn't really see in New York. You know, when a person, like, you can see like a glow on them, you know, their energy, their aura. I can kind of view that when I walked in the building and, you know, just being around them.
Oh, man. You saw his aura walking in. Who doesn't think of the Chappelle skit with Rick James? You know, when Charlie Murphy's talking about seeing his aura? Like, that's what Robbie Anderson just did. He says he saw Sam Darnold's aura. We're officially in positivity crazyville. Everybody looks good in these, you know, mini camps and, oh, the deep ball he threw just on the money, pinpoint accuracy. I get it. You should be hopeful. You should be optimistic. There's nothing wrong with it.
On them, you know, their energy, their aura.
But to think it's going to translate to the regular season, it's just not in every single instance. There's no way. I'm so curious to see what happens with Sam Darnold in Carolina. I am still surprised by the amount of people just rushing to the defense of Sam Darnold. I understand it was a weak supporting cast. There's no doubt. But it's not as if he didn't contribute to the Jets' suckiness either. You know, this was partially on Sam Darnold as well. But you'll hear it time and time again. Who is this receiver? Who is this? Who is this offensive line? It's like, okay, granted, it matters. But it's also on Sam. So I'm curious to see if he can turn things around with Carolina, who, by the way, does have a better supporting cast. If Sam stinks it up again, I don't want to hear all the excuses about it's everybody but Sam. He is not just completely innocent in this whole matter. Now, one more dash of positivity. Did you catch this the other day? This is from Pete Carroll. So, of course, the offseason with Russell Wilson, you know it. Russell Wilson had a list of four teams that he was comfortable with being traded to, even though he has a no-trade clause. And he's like, oh, it was just teams were calling, and you know, I didn't want to go anywhere. I always wanted to be here in Seattle. He's trying to smooth things over. So here is Russell Wilson in a happy, jovial manner interrupting Pete Carroll, and it is just kumbaya now. It is just sickening over there in Seattle.
He's really upbeat, really excited about that because he feels so much better than he did in the last couple of years. I mean, really, he's been in rehab for over 2 years. What's up?
Just letting everybody know we're still friends, you know.
Hey.
Just messing with you.
There you go. Get out of here. You had your press conference.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is, right?
Did he tussle his hair before he walked away?
Like, what would it be? Michael Irvin messing up Jimmy Johnson's hair, that kind of thing, you know? Oh, my gosh. I just liked it better when they hated each other.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Oh, man. For a dude who's married to one of the most beautiful women ever, who's completely successful in his career as a quarterback, I don't get why Russ tries so hard. There's one guy that doesn't have to try at all. It's Russ, and yet he does the opposite.
Unlimited. Right. You got to be unlimited.
Look, I hate the because I feel like this is very cliche and it gets overused in sports talk, the blaming of the significant other.
Oh yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, he changed ever since he got.
Yes, but ever since he got with Ciara or Sierra, right, or however you pronounce it, he's turned into a total D-bag.
There's some truth to it, right? And I don't know if it's causation or just correlation. I don't know. But it seems like Russ has been more about Russ, to your point, Coop, instead
kind
of like
too.
Go
yeah,
Hawks.
No, he's a clown. He's a total clown.
Danny G has said this. It's like the fresh, like Carlton trying to be the Fresh Prince.
That's right. That is a great description.
It's a great
That's
description.
Exactly
yeah.
what it is. Oh, that is right on the money. Yeah, but I dislike it. I like when they hate each other more. When it's, here are my teams I want to be traded to. Now it's just butting in, coach. Just wanted to say I love you, buddy. Oh, Russ, get out of here. You had your press conference, you big galoot. Oh, it's just sickening. It's brutal.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Angels get that elusive win as they take down a team that is more than 10 games below 500, the Tigers, as it's a 7-5 win for the Angels.
You know what? You know what, Brian? You're such a jackass.
Jackass. You like hammering that score. Coop went to the game.
So I'm bringing it up.
No, he likes to throw in, they beat a team that's 10 games below.
Yeah.
A win is a win, Brian.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't really believe that. I think we put more value on certain wins than others as a sports fan and as a player on a team. With that, I bounce the microphone back to a man, Brian Noe.
Well, thanks, Brian Fenley. You can be honest with me, Coop. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the peak, where is your frustration level with Brian Fenley raining on your Angels parade?
Today, right now?
Yeah, right now.
5?
5. It's just run-of-the-mill, huh? Run-of-the-mill trolling.
Nah,
he's got to get lessons from Lance the bus driver, apparently. You know, get that troll game up to snuff.
No, he's kind of relaxed today. He's been much more annoying in the past.
Wow. Well, it's funny. True. You talk about your favorite Angel moments, and I'm trying to think, have they ever made the playoffs?
Yeah, they won a championship.
What? How long ago was that?
Does it matter?
Okay. Well, I'll stop. Yeah, it's not about me here.
Is it at a 6?
When was the last time the Clippers won a championship?
I mean, it's never.
How's Kawhi doing, by the way?
Yeah.
How are the Lakers doing, by the way?
Oh, I can feel.
Have the Padres ever won anything? Oh no, that's right. Nothing.
Well, they might this year.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
When's the last time UCLA won anything?
They just won the
water polo
national.
Oh,
championship.
Cool.
Wait, Coop, where did you go to college?
CSUN, Matadors represent.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, UCLA just got into the Final Four for basketball. When was the last time CSUN got to the Final Four?
I don't give a crap about CSUN.
That's funny, too. Like, I went to Ball State, and they're like, they'll say something about the football team. I'm like, I don't care. And they're like, how do you not care? It's the school you went to. I'm like, I don't care. Why would I care? You don't have to care automatically about the school you go to.
Well, and CSUN is a commuter college. It's not really. I mean, there are some people that, you know, live on campus, but it's not one of those school pride kind of go away. Nobody
go Matadors. Dude, what are you talking about?
Nobody leaves home to go to CSUN.
Brian, did you know that Coop actually played on the CSUN football team?
That's funny because there is none.
Yeah, that's an untrue story.
Exactly,
there, Brian Fenley. Yeah. Okay, Coop. Let's dive into it real fast here. Some Coop's scoops. I need to know If there are any shows, if there are any movies, any must-see stuff. So lay it out for me.
That's right, and I will let you know, Brian. We'll start at theaters. Now, coming out this weekend, the only really movie worth mentioning in theaters, it's already out. It came out a couple days ago, technically. It's called Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Now, I've seen the previews for this.
Right.
Looks kind of ridiculous, in my opinion, but it's star-studded. It's got Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, Selma Hayek, she's always great to look at, Antonio Banderas, and Morgan Freeman. They're all in this movie.
Wow.
And, my girl wants to see it, so I probably will be seeing it. And, I'll check back in with you guys next week, let you know how it is. Another movie that is premiering this weekend, and I have a gripe about this. So the latest Pixar movie, Pixar's 24th feature film, that comes out. It's available right now, actually. It's called Luca. But here's the thing. It's only available on Disney Plus. There will be no theatrical release. And this bothers the crap out of me. So the last Pixar movie, Soul, which I believe won Best Animated Feature at the Academy Awards. That was also a streaming exclusive, but that one was released in the heart of the pandemic. Movie theaters were closed. Totally understand that. I was fine with it. But now we're at a point where, like, most places are back open. Most states are back open. You should be putting movies like this in theaters, especially since I canceled my Disney Plus subscription, and I don't have Disney Plus, so I can't see this movie unless I sign up again. So I'm a little upset about that, but it sounds pretty cool, actually. This is set on the Italian Riviera, and it's an original story centering on a pair of young sea monsters who seek to learn more about the world beyond the sea. And, you know, it's Pixar, so it's probably going to be great.
I would call BS on that as well, Coop.
About
you
got to
release those movies in the theater.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
As far as other TV things this weekend, there's a new series on Apple TV Plus this weekend. It's called Physical. It's set in the 80s, and it's about a San Diego housewife that launches a VHS aerobics instruction business. So, and it's a comedy slash drama. So that is on Apple TV Plus this weekend, available right now. Moving on a little bit later into the weekend. Now, sometimes during Coop Scoop Entertainment, I see something on here that kind of sparks my interest, but it's on one of the regular TV channels, like regular cable, like AMC or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of focus strictly on the premium channels or the streaming networks. And so I will ask listeners, if anybody happens to check this out themselves, let me know, tweet me, let me know if I should check it out, because I'm interested, but not enough to check it out myself. This show is called Kevin Can F Himself.
Wow.
Yeah. It premieres on AMC at 9 p.m., and it combines single camera and multi-camera formats, kind of like the old Larry Sanders show. And it's a dark comedy, and it's what happens when a sitcom wife has an awakening and realizes that her perfect marriage is anything but. And Rashida Jones is one of the producers, and that is on AMC at 9 p.m. on Sunday night. And then last thing that I want to mention, Ben, before we get out of here, or Brian, I don't know if any of you guys saw this one, but it was a documentary on HBO a while back called "All Be Gone in the Dark," and it was a true crime series based on the Golden State Killer. I don't know if anybody saw that, but there is a new bonus episode that talks about what has happened in the case since the miniseries first aired a while back. That is on Monday at 10 p.m. on HBO. And back to you, Brian.
Very nice. Lots of stuff there. Now, I have a follow-up question here, Coop, real fast, if I may.
Yes.
It's been recommended to me. I don't know if you know about it. I'm sure you know about it, but I don't know if you've watched it. Mayor of Easttown.
Love it. It was great.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
It is really good, and I'm a huge Kate Winslet fan. She's a fantastic actress, and she does a great job in this as well.
What's it on?
HBO.
It is HBO. Okay.
Yeah.
Someone said Netflix. I searched for it the other day, and I'm like, that's not on there.
Yep, nope, not on Netflix.
All right, I'll check it out on HBO. Are we just one season in, or are we deeper in the game than that?
It's a mini series, so it's only the one season. Though, okay. Of course, with everything else, anything that has success, there's now talks about them, you know, expanding it and coming back for another season. But it was originally planned to just be a one-off thing.
Gotcha. All right, I'll check it out. So it's a little bit like The Undoing, kind of like a six-episode thing, and we call it good.
Yeah, exactly.
Check that out.
She plays a detective in a small town.
Nice. All right, we close it down in style coming up next. Taking the High Road, and not quite the name of names, but one that you should be aware of. I'm Brian Noe, in for Big Ben. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is scientifically proven to help make time fly by while working the third shift. We have a track record of almost 20 years of nocturnal service. Help support our daily battle against insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your support. Now with corporate Big Ben out, it's Brian Noe.
Thank you, Brian Fenley. Did you hear about this? The new Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. This is a real thing. It will feature a Pac-12 team against a Mountain West team. It's a real deal. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, named after the Late Show talk show host. It's a real thing. It'll be on Saturday, December 18th. And Jimmy Kimmel had a funny line. He said, never in the history of bowl games has a bowl been named after a human, and Papa John's doesn't count because that guy is barely human, is what he threw out there. So there you go. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. And you know what? Randomly, I thought about this. With expansion most likely to happen, it's just a matter of time. They're going to expand it to 12 teams. You might see off-the-wall stuff like this with these lesser bowl games getting wild names. So we might be getting more of, I don't know, just off the wall, the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. You got to stand out somehow. So why not have an odd name, a different name, a goofy name, whatever. Just stand out some way. You might see more of that. By the way, also this. So Le'Veon Bell, he went on Instagram a couple of days ago and he was like, I'm never playing for Andy Reid again. I'd retire first. So, of course, the news makes its way back to Andy Reid. He's asked about this, so here's how Andy Reid responded.
I really enjoyed my time with him here, so I appreciated the way he handled things and did his business, and I'm pulling for him in the future. I mean, that's how I roll. I mean, people say things, they say things, so I move on and wish him the best, you know.
Smart, just take the high road. Take the high road. I don't understand that with Le'Veon. He's a free agent. He didn't do himself any favors saying I'd retire before playing for Andy Reid. He's well connected. Andy Reid's coaching tree is extensive. Isn't that smart? That's smart. Now, also this, I hate to end the show on a sour note, but Carmelo Anthony and Lala are officially splitting up. Have you heard about this? Lala Anthony has reportedly filed for divorce after 11 years of marriage with Carmelo Anthony. And I hate to hear it. I hate to hear it. They tried to patch things up. They were separated for a little bit around 2017, and then they trying to work things out in 2018. But it's amicable. They're parting ways. They're going different ways. They do have a 14-year-old son together. But another one
so
bites
sad.
The dust.
So sad.
She's on
sad.
A show that I watch on Showtime.
What show is that, Coop?
It's called The Shy.
The Shy?
Yep.
Oh, I've seen previews for that. Is it any good?
It is. It's pretty good. It's a little preachy this season, but it's pretty good, and she's she's great.
I liked her in, what's the show with Ghost? Power. You ever see the show Power with
no.
Lala in it?
No.
Yeah, she was in that one. She was pretty good. I liked Lala. But I need something to believe in here, Coop. As a man who has been divorced, sadly, I root for love. And with Melo and Lala not working out, I have even more doubts. if true love even exists. I do have true love for, who was that hack bus driver?
Lance.